Next statement of Mill says, there is the characteristic of pity. Person has pity on those who are unfortunate, those who are stricken with poverty, with sickness, and those, of course, who suffer various types of yesudim, suffering, misfortune of any kind, which this world is filled with. Very few in this world really enjoy a Selim Hazit. So a person seeing all this suffering and all the pity there is on those who suffer tries his best to exclude himself from the group of sufferers. He strives day and night to become wealthy, to acquire a lot of good fortune so he can be independent and not to have to go through the suffering of the layman, of the peasant type of people, the lower class. What does a person do? He has pity on himself too. He doesn't want himself to fall into this lower category, but he forgets that if there is rachmonis, pity on those who are unfortunate in this world, imagine the pity there is on those who are suffering poverty in the future world in heaven. What kind of poverty exists there? Poverty means person who lacks food, the one who lacks clothing. Person here is destitute, is very poor, abject poverty, then he could be helped. Because at worst, you give him a few cents, he can buy some food and drink, and he won't starve to death. At worst, you can collect old clothes for him. He doesn't have to go bare. He can still put on some type of clothing. But there, Abinadol says, and Abinadol, of course, is the greatest expert in the true knowledge of what's doing in Olam Haba, in heaven. After a person passes away and he comes to heaven, there in heaven, there are people too who are starving and who go completely bare of clothing. On them, it is the greatest pity, yet it is impossible to have pity upon them, meaning it's impossible to help them. It's too late for them. These people who go there without clothes, there's no way to make collections for them, to buy them new clothes, because there is no way to have pity. But we know that as a fact, even from the name of Hashem. Hashem, the 13 characteristics, the meanings of Hashem, Kiyarachum, V'chanan, Hashem, the merciful, the kind, the pitiful. Hashem who has so much kindness that he's willing to overlook all the transgressions and crimes that a person can accumulate in a lifetime. If a person repents, there is no limit to the infinite mercy of Hashem. But that mercy, Hashem of mercy, is only while a person is alive. The moment the person passes away, that mercy comes to an end. Then there is Hashem of vengeance, and Hashem who pays. Hashem pays reward to the tzaddik. Hashem avenges the evil acts of the wicked. There's no mercy or kindness in the heavenly court at all. There it is, purely din. In heaven, the halacha is like Beshamai, we follow the din, and not the chesed, not the kindness of rachman pity. So there, it's impossible to have pity on a person who has no clothes or has no food. Abinazal explains what is meant by no clothes and no food. Because there, if a person tries to give someone assistance, they see a neshama who's bare of clothes. And these neshamas who lie there outside of the inner circle, outside of the gates of Gan Eden, they lie there screaming, very bitter scream, give us something to eat. And others come to them and say, here's food and drink. Eat to your fullest content. And these poor souls reply, no, no, definitely not. This is not the food that we want. We need the food and drink of Teda and Tefillah. Teda is food, Ichlu Malachmi of Teda, and drink is Tefillah. This is what we are lacking. We have not accumulated enough. We have not learned enough Teda during our lifetime. And if we haven't got Teda and Tefillah in our lifetime, we don't have the food and drink that is necessary in heaven. The spiritual food and drink that a person can acquire only through Teda and Tefillah. So too are people lying in heaven freezing without the neshama that's bare of clothes. And they scream in pain, give us something to cover ourselves with. Because there is no greater pain or suffering, worse than the fires of Gehenna, is the suffering of embarrassment. There's nothing greater than a person being embarrassed, Chas v'Shalom, before the entire heavenly realm. They say we are so embarrassed with our clothes. Give us something to cover ourselves. And some people come to them and say, here is a load of clothes, all types, the best clothes. And they cry out, we cannot use these clothes. What we need are clothes that are created through mitzvahs and good deeds only. A person cloaks himself in heaven with the mitzvahs and good deeds he has done during his lifetime. Therefore, the man says there is no way to help these people. One who is left there, unclothed, there, without food, without clothes, woe is to that soul who is so barren, so isolated, and suffers continuously. Again, this is unless there is an exception. No one can help that person. You cannot offer him clothes because that's not the clothes he needs. You cannot offer him teda mitzvahs. You cannot offer him mice and tevim, good deeds, because that's only possible to acquire during his lifetime here. But again, there is one who has this unusual power, this heavenly power. This is the Tzadik Emes. The Tzadik Emes, the key to it is, if a person during his lifetime has had this solid emunah, this faith in the Tzadik Emes, to the point where he actually merged with the Tzadik Emes. Merged means they became one. One means one mind only. And that is the mind of the Tzadik. The person says, I have no thought of my own. I have no mind of my own. I have no opinion of my own. I accept completely, implicitly the words of the Tzadik Emes. Without question at all, this is what's meant by merging and becoming one. A person like that, a Tzadik, has the right, a privilege, the power in heaven to give of his own clothes, the many he possesses, give of his own clothes, his own food and drink to those that are part of him. So in heaven, there too, one who is zeche to become close to a Tzadik Emes can then run to this Tzadik Emes and receive from him a cloak to cover himself, to clothe himself, and thereby completely avoid, as is shown, the worst type of suffering, the embarrassment there. Also to receive the Teda Mitzvahs, Teda Tfilah, which will give him nourishment in the heavenly realm. Beinel says still, Ashrei to that person who is Zechet, on this earth, to prepare himself. You need food, Ashrei to those who is Zechet, to eat. Chapters of Mishnayos, Gemara. Those who are Zechet to drink, afterwards, chapters of Tehillim, Psalms of King David. Those who are Zechet to cloak themselves with mitzvahs. Person at times is very particular about the suit he buys, about the coat he buys. It must be the right style, the right color, the right fit. It must be very meticulous about the different details in the garments. He goes to a special store where they have many floors he can choose from, different rooms, luxurious clothes, the texture, the fabric must be exact. He doesn't think that there's a different type of garment that's much more important. Pair yourself with a garment that's exact when you do a mitzvah. You're particular about the mitzvah. You see that you get tefillin that are just so. You get tzitzis that are the right size. You get mezuzahs, which are not the run-of-the-mill mezuzahs, but one that's carefully inspected by the right type of expert. You do mitzvahs when you sit and learn with a hasmoda, with a relish, to the thirst. These mitzvahs, teda mitzvahs, the kind that prepare a person with the nourishment and clothes that are necessary in Olam Haba. To crown all this, in addition, with a solid emunah and tzaddik emes, that person then knows that he has something to look forward to forever afterwards. In the Zayde Kaddish, on this same topic, we find Zayde Kaddish says that it's mentioned too in the Gemara very lightly that there is more than one Gan Eden. There is a Gan Eden below. There is a Gan Eden above. Just as there is a Gehenna below and a Gehenna above. Below and above, of course, still means not the physical world. Below means the spiritual world, but there is a low spiritual world. There is an upper spiritual world. Just as there is a Shekhinah below, a Shekhinah above. Just as the letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, the first letter He stands for Bina, which is an upper world, Elam HaBriah. Last letter, Hey, is the Elam HaSiyah, lower world, two levels of the Spirit of Hashem. so too in all of Kedusha, you find the different levels, so that there is a Gan Eden below this Elam HaAsiya, naturally a spiritual one made for spirits, made for the nefesh, lower part of the soul. There is the Gan Eden HaEyon, upper Gan Eden, for the upper part of the soul. Now, these Gan Edens for a person to get to, again, it requires a special kind of dress. You have exclusive places where people enter. They require you to be dressed with special type of clothes, formal clothes, dress that is fit for a higher class of people. Certain type of garment is necessary, too, in this Gan Eden. The lower Gan Eden requires a garment that is made of mitzvahs, maaseis, deeds. Just as we find in the Sfidus, the 10 Sfidus correspond, 2 divisions are the 3 upper ones, Gimel Elyonim, correspond to the mind, different parts of the brain, the Zayin Tachtena, the 7 lower ones, correspond to the body, or the organs of action, deeds. Therefore, the lower Gan Eden, in order to receive a melbush, a garment there, requires mitzvahs that are done with action. The upper Gan Eden, a person is zecher to get to the upper Gan Eden, there to have a melbush, he requires mitzvahs that are done with a person's mind. A person's mind means mitzvahs that are done with emuna, thoughts of emuna. Thoughts above all, as Lady Kodesh says, of kisufin. Kisufin means a person who craves. He craves to become pure, to become closer to Hashem. He has a strong desire that propels him, it leads him on, it drives him on to do more mitzvahs, even if he does not succeed. But that driving force, compelling force in a person's mind, the desire itself is the most precious item of the Nekudas HaKesef. The soul itself is created and strengthened. This Kesef is silver, which is pure, white, pure, which means Kisufim is desire. This craving desire for Kedusha, for holiness. This desire alone, there's no action involved, just desire alone, creates a garment that is much purer, much higher than the garment created by mitzvahs itself. This is the melbush that's needed for the Gan Eden HaEyon, the highest Gan Eden in which the great tzaddikim enter. They receive their garments, their admission through this kisufim. The HaKadosh said that with all these struggle that he had in life, to reach that highest point possible, where he could actually visit the highest realm of heavens above the Elam HaAtzilus, the greatest single item that helped him to rise to this highest point was this kisufim, this desire, and the simcha, done with simcha, with the happy thought that he is able to serve Hashem. He's able to strive to want to serve Hashem. That's why we speak about the most important moment that exists. Shabbos afternoon, the moment of the Yistalkus of Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Raivon of the Raivon. Ratzon Shabiratzonius. The desire of desires, the strongest point of desire, the person comes so close that with desire alone, he can actually become part of body and soul merging to one, to become part of the Shekhinah again. Now, of course, Zohar Kodesh adds to this point that to explain a little so what's meant by the garment of heaven, person wearing a garment of heaven. Why does a person need a heavenly garment? Lady Kodesh says, very simply, we know that the twain shall never meet. You cannot have heaven and earth meet or become one. There is a definite difference between the spiritual and the physical. Now, for example, the angels in heaven are spiritual. As far as we are concerned, they are invisible. We cannot really describe the looks, the appearance of an angel in heaven. Something which is invisible, spiritual, cannot be described in a physical term. And yet there are times when these angels in heaven descend to earth. For example, Eliyahu HaNavi, other types of angels. Or, let's even say, the cases the Zohar Kodesh tells of tzaddikim. Those tzaddikim who passed away, went to Gan Eden, and came back to earth to visit for various reasons. Many tzaddikim mention the Zohar Kodesh, or even the Gemara. When they come to earth to visit, even Eliyahu HaNavi himself, when they come to earth, it is impossible for them, any one of them, to come down to earth in a spiritual form, in the same form as they are in heaven. That is an impossibility. When they move to this dimension of earth, physical, they must guard themselves with a physical mobish, physical cloak, which means a bunny. You cannot have an angel appearing here on earth in angelic form. And that's why Ezel says, this is the secret, and he words the truth about the words of Yaakov Avinu, Vayi Ovet Ish Yimoi. Yaakov Avinu wrestled with an angel. It says, Yovik Ish. Ish means a male, a man, a physical person. The angel came in the form of a physical person. What did Yaakov Avinu see? He saw a man, not an angel. The angel came in this form because he could not come to earth. He could not materialize unless he was in the cloak of a man. Same thing, too. A person who is Zecha, a tzaddik going to heaven, cannot rise to heaven in his physical form. This was the reason why Eliyahu Navi, when the time came for him to pass away, not to die, but to leave earth and go to heaven temporarily, because he was destined to come down to earth constantly to visit, to appear at the homes of tzaddikim, many times in the mention of Gemara, and of course, the case of a bris, every bris has Eliyahu Navi there. In that case, then, he had to retain his body, his physical body. And he could not be buried on earth. There was no burial for him. So what was to be done with that body? Zohar Kodesh says that's why he went into a fiery chariot, a chariot of fire, which when it rose upwards, when it came to a certain part of the stratosphere or beyond, before it came to the heavens, the fire burnt away the physical part of the body and released the neshama of the soul. It did not destroy that body, though it just separated the two. That body remained suspended somewhere, not in earth, of course, but just at this dividing point. And whenever there is a descent by Eliyahu Navi, he first cloaks himself in this physical body and then comes to earth. He cannot appear on earth without the physical form, as can no angel. Therefore, we can understand now that when a person, a tzaddik, goes to heaven, then no matter who the tzaddik is, the case of Yerizal, where he told that he visited heaven so often, the Baal Shem Tov, who visited heaven constantly, but he came to heaven, he did not come in his physical form. We read stories about him going through the different various parts of heavens or Gan Eden. He was not there in a physical form. That is impossible. Nothing physical can ever reach the heavens. There had to be the separation where the soul left the body to a degree, of course, leaving over a slight part of a kista de chiyusar. A small percentage of the soul remains in the body to keep it still alive. It's not dead yet. And the main part of the soul rises up to heaven, and that's the part that visits heaven. And it must be in the form of a soul. And there, the Zohar Kodesh says before, it enters to heaven, it must cloak itself in the heavenly garb. So this is what's meant by the necessity or the mitzvahs, mais and tevim, teda and tefillah, for a person to be zechah to have these clothes and nourishment. That's what the Bein Adol said, ashe to the person who eats and drinks, so cloaks himself in teda and tefillah and mitzvahs. Ashe to that person of zechah to ensure a definite success in heaven by his merging, his being a kudav, mikusha to the tzaddik emes.